Big tasks await Slayton's return. The Atlanta Georgian, Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 1913, page 2, column 6. Naming new Atlanta judge and fish and game commissioner are most important. When Governor John M. Slayton gets back to his desk early Friday morning after a 10-day trip through the West, where he attended the governor's conference, he will be confronted by a calendar embracing problems as important as any he has tackled since he succeeded Governor Joe Brown. According to the schedule, the governor will take up first the matter of naming a superior judge for the new court created for the Atlanta district by the last legislature. Scores of applications have been filed, and delegations have been filed, and delegations of Atlanta lawyers have called on the governor several times to urge the appointment of an Atlanta attorney. Rumor had it at first that Judge L.S. Roan, who presided at the Frank trial, was to get the plum. Another matter of importance which will be decided by the governor within the next week or 10 days is the appointment of a successor to Fish and Game Commissioner Mercer. Those who are in close touch with the situation say the governor has already determined to give the plum to Charles Davis and has given notification of the change to Mr. Mercer, who is in Washington. The governor must also appoint delegates to several state conventions which convene during the next few months. Page 2, Column 7. Frank jury cost more than $1,000. Commissioners estimate total expense of trial to Fulton County at nearly $5,000. The jury in the trial of Leo M. Frank cost Fulton County $974.71 for board and lodging alone. Bills for this amount were approved by the county commissioners Wednesday morning, there being two accounts, one from the New Kimball Hotel and the other from the German Calf. Bills of the Kimball totaled $685.56 for rooms and meals, and that of the German Calf, $289.15 for meals. It was estimated by the commissioners that the total cost of the case to the county will be between $4 and $5,000. A request that the commission pay Newt Lee for the 4 months he was held as a witness was filed with the board by his attorneys, Graham and Chappelle. It was referred to the county attorney for an opinion. Chairman Shelby Smith said he thought it was nothing but right that the Negro should be paid something, that he had done the county a great service. General Clifford L. Anderson said he did not believe the board had a legal right to make such a payment. Commissioner Tull C. Waters suggested that a payment of $75 or $100 be authorized, and the matter be gotten rid of at once. Page 3, Column 1. Judge Speer to be own lawyer, Macon, Septimer 3. Information brought to Macon by attorneys returning from Mount Airy, J.A., is to the effect that Judge Emery Speer will conduct his own defense in the investigation of his judicial record by a subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee late in the fall. In the event that the committee should recommend impeachment proceedings, it is understood also that Judge Speer will still act as his own counsel. Lawyers who will act as advisory counsel are Judge A.J. Cobb of Athens, Judge Enoch Calloway of Augusta, and Orville A. Park of Macon, all close personal friends to Judge Speer. Before going to the bench, Judge Speer was celebrated as an advocate.